السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Just one thing to keep in mind, when it is makruh time for salah, and in our masjid when it is makruh time for salah, it says so on the board. So at that time to perform salah is sinful. Normally performing salah is rewarded. When it is makruh time, performing salah is sinful. So even if a person starts salah and makruh time begins, sometimes it happens that you come into the masjid, you start salah, and then you don't, and then you notice it is makruh time. Then again, you should break your salah. And similarly, if you see someone else performing salah, then in a nice way, if you understand, then you should tell him. Because continuing that salah is not rewarding, it is sinful. This is something to keep in mind.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Nahmaduhu wa nasalli wa nasallimu ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made it necessary that we practice upon deen for success, that we carry out good deeds for success. That is the criteria for success. And actually that is the criteria for success in this world and the hereafter. Yes, this world is temporary. This world is temporary. And the hereafter and the akhirah is permanent. So this world is very, very short compared to the hereafter. How short is it? The glorious Quran says that on the Day of Judgment, one quality of the Day of Judgment is that on the Day of Judgment, any misunderstandings, any misconceptions, any delusion, any deceit, none of it will remain, and everything will become as clear as daylight. Everything, every reality will become as clear as daylight to every person. And one reality is the shortness of this world in comparison to the length of the hereafter. So on the Day of Judgment, when some people will be asked, "Kam labithtum fil ardi adada sinin?" How long did you stay in the world for? So these people may have stayed, if they were in our time, an average of 60, 70 years, some more, some less. If you go further back in time, in the likes of the time of Nuh alayhi salam, they may have stayed for hundreds of years. Nuh alayhi salam himself, his age was around 1,000 years. But regardless of which era they were from, when this group of people or this person will be asked, "How long did you stay in the world for?" They will say, "Labithna yawman aw ba'd yawm." In the world we stayed for, it seems like us right now, one day or less than a day. So why will they say this? They will have stayed in the world for more, so they will be lying. No, they won't be lying. When they, in the hereafter, when the length of the Day of Judgment, it's just like it seems only a short while ago I was in school. Whereas it wasn't a short while ago, it was a number of years, but it feels like that in comparison to the rest of life, in comparison to how fast time goes. So they will say it just seems like a day or less than a day. And just like the reality of this world is that it's very, very short, the pleasure of this world, their reality is they're very, very short. That is why in hadith it is mentioned that on the Day of Judgment, there will be someone who will have had a fully luxurious life. You know, one of those people that everyone who is worldly minded looks up to, that, you know, he's got everything going for him. He's got money and he doesn't know what to do with it, we say. But he will have been negligent of deen, he will have disobeyed Allah Ta'ala. So on the Day of Judgment, first the angels will say that, "Go and dip him in Jahannam. Give him a few moments in Jahannam. Don't fully throw him into Jahannam." So he will be dipped into Jahannam. And then Allah Ta'ala will ask him, or the angels will ask him on behalf of Allah Ta'ala, that did you taste any pleasure in this world? So after that few moments, he will say, "No, I didn't taste any pleasure in the world. I didn't taste any pleasure in the world." So the pleasures of this world are temporary. And because Allah Ta'ala knows that, of course, He knows much more than us how temporary and the pleasure of this world. And we will also say this, the pleasure of this world are temporary and they're low quality. What does it mean they are low quality? Every pleasure of this world has some disliked aspect with it. But you eat some nice food, your most tasty food. After that, you will have to go relieve yourself. It has a disliked aspect with it. If you overeat, you will feel uncomfortable. So that same, you were feeling fantastic moments ago, a few minutes ago, when you went over, and 5 minutes later, you are feeling uncomfortable. And the food, the taste of the food is gone now from your mouth. A person fulfills his desire with a woman, permissible or impermissible manner. Pleasure lasts for a few moments. After that, he doesn't feel anything. In fact, he feels fatigued, lazy, tired. So the condition of this world is even the moments of pleasure, permissible or impermissible, they're never perfect. Everything is imperfect in this world. And on the other side, the hereafter is of course perfect. There is no mixture there. And this world is a place of preparation for the hereafter. That means whatever you can gain in the hereafter, you have to earn it in this world. And there are two ways to earn something in this world. Rather, there is one way, but it branches out into two ways. The way to earn something in this world is to do mujahada, sacrifice. Sacrifice your desires, sacrifice your wants for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Take a bitter pill. Without that, you cannot achieve anything in the hereafter. And this mujahada further separates into two categories. One is that mujahada which you have to do voluntarily. Voluntarily means Allah Ta'ala tells you, you have to perform salah, so you have to get up and perform salah. Allah Ta'ala tells you that at this moment you have to lower your gaze, so you have to lower your gaze. Allah Ta'ala tells you at this moment you have to control your anger, so you have to do it. Allah Ta'ala tells you in the month of Ramadan, at this time you cannot eat, so you have to control yourself. That is mujahada that you have to undertake. That is one type of mujahada. And another type of mujahada is that mujahada that you didn't choose to undertake, but it came upon you. You became ill. That is also mujahada. That is also mujahada. But you didn't choose to undertake, you didn't choose to become ill. But you became ill. But the first mujahada, just like it takes you closer to Jannah, it makes you progress spiritually, it increases your ranks. The second mujahada, provided you behave correctly in illness, you remain patient, you don't say anything that displeases Allah Ta'ala, then that mujahada is also taken closer to Jannah. Both are mujahada. One you undertake, you can say you undertake it purposefully, voluntarily, and the other one comes upon you. It's not optional, it just happens. You didn't want it to, but it came. Someone passes away in the family, that's a mujahada, a lot of grief. A person, suddenly he loses his job. He loses his job, something happened at work. Maybe his fault, maybe not his fault, but it was in the hands of Allah Ta'ala, whether it seems like his fault or not. And he lost his job and now he's looking for a job. His savings are running dry. That is a mujahada as well. He didn't choose that mujahada. But that mujahada is also from Allah Ta'ala. And just like the first mujahada, the mujahada of carrying out the commands of Allah Ta'ala, that takes him closer to Allah Ta'ala, this mujahada also takes him closer to Allah Ta'ala. Yes, he has to remain patient. In fact, out of these two types of mujahada, the second one increases his ranks faster than the first. That is why there is a hadith in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that sometimes it happens that Allah Ta'ala wants a servant to reach a certain stage in Jannah. Allah Ta'ala has decreed that I want to give him this stage in Jannah. And I'm saying in my own words, his life progresses. Maybe in his 40s, 50s, 60s. And Allah Ta'ala says this servant of mine is not going to be able to do those a'mal to reach that stage. So I want him to reach that stage, but those a'mal, that salah, that kutilawa, that fasting, whatever other, to read that following of Sharia, to read that stage, he doesn't have enough time left for it. Or he's not of the capacity, he doesn't look like he's... So the hadith says, what does Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala brings some adversity upon him. Allah Ta'ala brings some adversity upon him. Allah Ta'ala gives him the tawfiq to remain patient in that adversity. And that adversity makes him reach that status that he would not have been able to through amal. That is why you will often see that good practicing people, when they reach their 50s, 60s, even they, sometimes more so than others, they're inflicted with problems. This health problem, that health problem. This health problem got sorted, so that problem came along. So that is Allah Ta'ala knowing that they don't have so long left in this world. And those stages of Jannah that I want them to reach, those ranks that I want them to reach, to make them reach, this is the only way. Now when you have understood this, you will understand the next point, which is that a person can be in the biggest calamity in this world. His life can be on the line. He might have lost his family and children. He might be living somewhere where there are bombs dropping. But if he has iman, if he is patient, then that is a means of his success, not a means of his failure. That is a means of him progressing very fast in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala wants him to progress very fast, and so Allah Ta'ala is making that happen to him. When that is the case, then number one, we shouldn't never think, because now we are in the era that often, maybe for a number of years now, continuously, maybe this, maybe that, maybe this country, maybe that country, this place, that place, we always often see that Muslims are suffering. So yes, one thing we should look at is we should look at our amal, that are we deficient somewhere? Is Allah Ta'ala punishing us? Is Allah Ta'ala giving us a reminder? But another aspect we need to look at is that these are the people who know that our real success is the success of the hereafter. And Allah Ta'ala wants to give them high ranks over there. So accordingly, Allah Ta'ala deals with them. So some people, Allah Ta'ala lets them live in somewhat comfort, and makes them practice upon, gives them the tawfiq to practice upon deen. And other people, Allah Ta'ala takes them the shortcut. It's a difficult shortcut. It requires a lot of mujahada. But an adversity comes upon a person, he remains patient, especially if it is a large adversity, that is a shortcut to the great ranks of Jannah. When we understand this, then number one, if adversity comes upon us, then we don't need to become frustrated. Allah Ta'ala wants something from us. And number two, when adversity comes upon the ummah as well, yes, make dua, cry in front of Allah Ta'ala, look, is there any deficiencies in my amal? But at the same time, remain content that Allah Ta'ala has great plans for them in the hereafter. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant all of us, firstly myself and thereafter the rest of us, the tawfiq to keep this in mind. And I will end on this point. Remaining patient in adversity, what does that mean? That doesn't mean you can't cry. That doesn't mean you can't express your pain to someone else. That means as a result of the adversity, you shouldn't do anything or think again anything that breaks the command of Allah. You shouldn't do anything that breaks the command of Allah. That means you shouldn't say anything wrong. You shouldn't object to the decree of Allah Ta'ala that why did this happen to me? I am Muslim. Why did this happen to me? I am practicing. There's so many non-Muslims. This is an objection to a decree of Allah. This is breaking the command of Allah Ta'ala. And you shouldn't do anything that breaks the command of Allah Ta'ala. That means in trying to remove this adversity. But I mean, financial difficulty. There are so many avenues of that I can choose that are impermissible. I stay away from them. I stick to those that are permissible. That means I am being patient. Being patient doesn't mean you can't cry. Being patient doesn't mean you can't be grieved. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his life once, his young son passed away and the Sahaba radiallahu anhu saw him cry. The Sahaba radiallahu anhu saw him cry. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explaining to them, he said that the heart is grieved, the eyes are crying. But I'm not saying anything that displeases Allah Ta'ala. Meaning that is what sabr is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to understand and practice upon this. Ameen wa khudu alhamdulillah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Thank you.
As I requested, keep in mind the people who are performing Salah. Please stand up, fill in the spaces in the surf, and then sit back down. Please stand up, fill in the spaces in the surf, and then sit back down. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. One reality of this world is that adversities and problems come in this world. This is a reality which is woven into the fabric of this world. That means no person can escape this reality. A person might have 5 years, 10 years, 15 years, okay. No real problem, but sooner or later adversity will come. Sooner for some people, later for others. That is one reality. And in fact, adversity comes because it has many benefits. Sometimes adversity comes because a person is moving away from Allah Ta'ala. And in the Allah Ta'ala never doesn't want to punish anyone. Allah Ta'ala wants every person to succeed. It's like a teacher wants every person to succeed in the exam. But if a student doesn't make the necessary effort and the teacher puts fail on the exam paper, then no one will say, oh, it's the teacher's fault. Every person will understand it's the student's fault. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala wants every person to reach Jannah. So just like the teacher, that student who is being negligent, the teacher sees that it's revision time and he's relaxing. The teacher will try to wake him up from his negligence. The teacher might tell him in front of everyone. Sometimes the teacher might call him at lunchtime and say, this exam is very important. If you fail this exam, then the paths ahead in life will be closed. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala, knowing that if a servant of mine fails this exam of life, the real exam of life, then the real path to success is permanently closed in the hereafter. Allah Ta'ala also wakes up a servant from negligence. And one way of doing this is Allah Ta'ala put some adversity upon him, bring some problem upon him. So this problem is a blessing from Allah Ta'ala. It's a wake-up call from Allah Ta'ala. It's a time that a person takes a pause. He checks his life, what's there wrong in my life? What's there wrong in my life? Because of which this has come. What am I doing wrong that Allah Ta'ala is trying to wake me up? And if he sees something wrong, then he should repent from it. And if he sees nothing wrong, then he should think that Allah Ta'ala is doing this, inshallah, to raise my status. If there are any sins left, to forgive them. And the key to remember in any adversity is that because of the adversity, because of the problem, your deeni condition is improving, you're moving closer to deen, then that adversity is not adversity, it's a blessing. And but if because of adversity, you're moving further away from Allah Ta'ala. You're moving further away from deen. Adversity came, and because of that, to remove the adversity, you become so worried about that you focus even less on deen. Whereas that doesn't even make sense. Everything is in the control of Allah Ta'ala. The moment an adversity comes upon a person, a problem comes, a person finds himself in a ditch, then he should think, the one who can truly get me out is up there. So I need to make him happy. But to a person, this doesn't come to mind. Instead, he engages more in worldly means. Going here, going there, trying to do this, trying to do that. What is permissible, what is impermissible, he doesn't look at it. I need to turn to Allah Ta'ala, I need to look at the condition of my deen. That thought, those thoughts don't come to mind. For that person, adversity is a punishment. And alhamdulillah, we will find that maybe majority of the time, when our adversity comes, then we get the tawfiq to come closer to Allah Ta'ala. So for us, these adversities are blessings. And for the entire Muslim ummah as a whole, these adversities that take us closer to Allah Ta'ala are also blessings. Let's just keep this in mind. Whenever any adversity comes, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى ولنذيقنهم من العذاب الأدنى دون العذاب الأكبر لعلهم يرجعون وقال تعالى وما أصابكم من مصيبة فبما كسبت أيديكم ويعفو عن كثير صدق الله مولانا العظيم وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عجبا لأمر المؤمن إن أمره كله له خير إن أصابته سراء شكر فكان خيرا له وإن أصابته ضراء صبر فكان خيرا له وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من يريد الله به خيرا يصب منه أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته وعلى سائر الأنبياء والمرسلين ورضى اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين وعن سائر الصحابة فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابي كالنجوم بأيهم اهتديتم اهتديتم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر للإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم اهدنا واهدي بنا واهدي الناس جميعا. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه على الإسلام، ومن توفيته منا فتوفه على الإيمان. اللهم أنقذ إخواننا المسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم ولا تنصر عليهم، اللهم امكر لهم ولا تمكر عليهم. اللهم لا تسلط عليهم من لا يخافك فيهم ولا يرحمهم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله.
أقيموا صفوفكم وتراصوا. سفيدوا رؤوس المعالي. Straighten the rows. Please ensure your heels at the back of the yellow line on the musalla. Stand shoulder to shoulder. Don't leave any gaps in the saf in front of you. If there are any gaps in front of you, please fill them in. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. يسبح لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض الملك القدوس العزيز الحكيم. هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة وإن كانوا من قبل لفي ضلال مبين. وآخرين منهم لما يلحقوا بهم وهو العزيز الحكيم. ذلك فضل الله يؤتيه من يشاء، والله ذو الفضل العظيم. مثل الذين حملوا التوراة ثم لم يحملوها كمثل الحمار يحمل أسفارا، بئس مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآيات الله، والله لا يهدي القوم الظالمين. قل يا أيها الذين هادوا إن زعمتم أنكم أولياء لله من دون الناس فتمنوا الموت إن كنتم صادقين. ولا يتمنونه أبدا بما قدمت أيديهم، والله عليم بالظالمين. قل إن الموت الذي تفرون منه فإنه ملاقيكم، ثم تردون إلى عالم الغيب والشهادة فينبئكم بما كنتم تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع، ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون. فإذا قضيت الصلاة فانتشروا في الأرض وابتغوا من فضل الله واذكروا الله كثيرا لعلكم تفلحون.
وإذا رأوا تجارة أو لهوا انفضوا إليها وتركوك قائما قل ما عند الله خير من اللهو ما عند الله خير من اللهو ومن التجارة والله خير الرازقين. الله أكبر. سميع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Sunnah.